At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
ALFM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Terror, drone return. I'm Elliot Francis. A string of violent attacks Monday is sparking new concerns this morning over global terror. Reid Binion reports.
Police in New York stepping up security at a holiday market in Manhattan after a deadly crash at a Christmas market in Berlin, which German police are calling a presumed terrorist attack. The tractor trailer plowing into crowds gathered at the market Monday night.
We heard an almighty bang crash from the left side of us.
The bloody incident drew condemnation from the White House, as well as from President-elect Donald Trump. Trump and the White House also responding to the Monday assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey. The assassin, identified as a Turkish police officer, was killed in the attack. I'm Reid Binion.
The Chinese government has returned the U.S. unmanned underwater drone it seized last week from the South China Sea. A statement from the Chinese Ministry of Defense claims the transfer of the research drone was made, quote, after friendly consultations between China and the U.S. I'm Elliot Francis. The U.N. Security Council has approved a plan to put monitors on the ground in and around the Syrian city of Aleppo. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
The United Nations will be able to put about 100 observers along the evacuation routes and inside parts of eastern Aleppo that were rebel strongholds. But thousands have already been evacuated, and by the time all of the observers are in place, the operation could be close to completion. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said civilians are suffering in other parts of Syria as well.
People are also living exposed to the brutal winter cold, without food, without water, without medicine.
The United Nations will oversee negotiations in Geneva in early February as they try to broker a political settlement to the nearly six-year-old conflict. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
President Obama pardoned 78 offenders and shortened the sentence of 153 others convicted of federal crimes Monday. That's the largest number of individual clemencies in a single day by any president. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The Redskins' path to the playoffs just got a lot harder after a disappointing loss to the Carolina Panthers last night. Coach Jay Gruden.
We were out-coached today. There's no question about that. And then I think they played better than us today. So we got to give credit to the Carolina Panthers. And it's my responsibility to get these guys ready to play. We weren't as ready as I would like to have been. We didn't execute like I would like to have seen, and that falls on my shoulders.
Carolina's Cam Newton passed for 300 yards and tossed a pair of touchdown passes. Next up for the Skins, they take on the Bears in Chicago this Saturday. After more than a year of debate and hearings, D.C.'s paid family leave bill is finally up for a final vote today. But there is an 11th-hour attempt to change some key parts of it.
Jack and I have been working on an alternative.
Councilmember Mary Che, along with her colleague Jack Evans, says their plan is an employer mandate, basically allowing businesses to figure out for themselves how to pay for the leave.
It gets into effect much quicker, it's simpler to administrate, and it's cheaper.
Evans says small businesses under 70 employees would get a $200 tax credit per employee.
That's money that we would have to find from existing appropriations at a time when there's competition for spending on homelessness, affordable housing, and WMATA.
Chairman Phil Mandelson still pushing for the original plan, paid for by a new 0.62% payroll tax on all businesses. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Maryland State Department of Education says no, it was not the source of a data breach that exposed the personal information of about 1,000 former students of Frederick County Public Schools. That contradicts what Frederick County school officials said over the weekend. But state officials say a cyber attack on their computers that was referenced by Frederick County actually happened 2 years after the Frederick data breach. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,883. The NASDAQ at 54.57. Sports, the Redskins fall to Carolina. NBA, the Wizards lose to Indiana. College basketball, AU wins. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your heating and air conditioning system? Well, now is the perfect time. ARS Rescue Router is offering end-of-year savings of up to $1,000 on new heating and cooling systems. That's right. ARS Rescue Router will give you up to $1,000 in instant savings on complete heating and cooling systems now through the end of the year. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And trip around the Beltway, nice, good. We're off to a good start here through Bethesda, Silver Spring, to the Wilson Bridge and the Legion Bridge and Virginia Beltway without any troubles. We'll get you inside the Beltway. We'll start first coming through Annapolis and Bowie on 50. Good. See a little bit of activity from an earlier crash on inbound 50 right near 202. It's over to the shoulder, but not causing any delays. But do watch. We don't want that to be a second crash. Again, on 50, this is inside the Beltway as you pass 202 heading through Chevrolet. Then once down to the New York Kenilworth Avenue split, good. No, nothing to report if you're going 295. And heading down to the 11th Street Bridge to the freeway each direction, starting off good. No problems on Virginia's 95 or 395. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, another chilly day before we get close to 50 degrees and then above 50 by Wednesday and Thursday. Plenty of sun today, 40. Tonight, mainly clear, 29, suburbs colder. Few clouds and sunshine tomorrow, 48. Clouds and sunshine on Thursday into the middle, 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 19 in Vienna, 27 in Hyattsville, 28 degrees in Washington. A high school principal becomes a real-life elf on the shelf. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:06. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Larry O'Connor here. We got plenty to talk about coming up at 6:35. Cliff May on the assassination of the Russian ambassador in Turkey. 7:05, Joe DiGenova will join us. 7:35, Rod Wheeler on the terror attack in Germany. 8:05, Trevor Maddich on the Redskins' failure last night. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. That's a big morning, but even bigger when I look across the room and see the one and only Scotty Nell Hughes sitting in for Brian Wilson. Hey, Scotty.
Good morning. I think we're trying to ease you back.
I know, I like this.
Your 10 days of vacation, Larry.
Yeah, you're giving it away. I was in the Caribbean, and it's nice. I'm all about the steel drums now.
Now can we go to the hard rock of what exactly is happening? Reality is like hard rock.
There is reality, and since you're here, Scotty, it's great day to have you this morning because we have a bit of a party. Because it is now official, or is it? Donald Trump is officially now the president-elect of the United States of America. A lot of people didn't know that. The president-elect status doesn't happen until after the Electoral College gives their say, and they had that say yesterday, despite all of the whining and complaining and the attempts to get electors to defect from Donald Trump yesterday. The Electoral College did assemble in each of our 50 beautiful states, and they brought Donald Trump over the finish line. In fact, the final tally is kind of embarrassing for Hillary Clinton. She actually lost more electors yesterday than Donald Trump did. And so we ask you now, you know, first we had the, Hillary won the popular vote, so maybe we shouldn't have an Electoral College at all. And secondly, the Russians hacked into the voting systems in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, so we have to do a recount. And thirdly, it was really fake news that gave Hillary Clinton the loss there. And, oh, by the way, did we mention she won the popular vote by 3 million? Unprecedented. And finally, we had the Russian hacked the DNC, and so WikiLeaks actually illegally gave the presidency to Donald Trump, and now we have to overturn the Electoral College votes yesterday. All of that is done now. They've lost every single time, so I ask you, here's the question. Is the whining over? Is it, will they finally, you know, anger, denial, bargaining, depression, and acceptance, the stages of grief, will the left, will the Democrats, will the Clintons, will the entire team, including the anchors at CNN or whatever network you might want to pick out, sorry, Scotty, will they finally accept the fact that Donald Trump is going to be the president? Or do you think there will still be something between now and Inauguration Day? They're going to try something else to try to upend this election. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. It's a great day to have you, Scotty, because you have been one in the forefront, the tip of the spear in celebrating the idea of Donald Trump as president when everyone else was laughing at you, saying he doesn't have a chance. You were out there saying, this is my guy. So you should do a victory lap here. You should be excited about the Electoral College. But what do you think? Do you think that they're done?
I don't think they're done, but I think even more scary is, and this is something that our friend Rush Limbaugh pointed out yesterday, this is going to be the template of the liberals for the rest of the next 4 years. They are constantly, this is going to be like the hamster wheel, and we're going to see this pattern over and over again. They're going to do everything, and it's just going to change the issue, same motivation. So it's going to get a little bit old, a broken record, so folks just hold on and get ready for it. And here's what is interesting. The blame game is still going on. I have yet to see a liberal on social media or even in the media say, accept him, say, okay, now let's heal this country. I actually heard of an anchor on a network last night telling people, you don't have to call him president. You don't have to call him President Trump. Could you imagine if that would have happened, if a major media personality said that about President Obama 8 years ago?
Wait, who was that?
I'm not going to. I don't call people out.
I'll find it. I'll call them out. Well, see, you're part of the big time media,
no,
though, Scotty,
no,
with your CNN contract you can't name
it. Well, and it's not with CNN. It was Keith. I'll say it. I have no problem. Keith Olbermann. And he's very proud
Olbermann.
Of it. I know. What do you expect from him? But that's the mentality. I mean, come on.
Do you understand Olbermann is actually, when he sends those videos out for Esquire, I think it is, or GQ, whoever is actually decided to give him, he's sitting alone in some room somewhere, probably his bedroom, with a backdrop and lights, and he turns on a camera and just starts screaming into the camera. That's all that is now, these things that he's producing.
Talk about an angry white man.
He is an angry white man.
And that's exactly what, you know, and you missed Comey, by the way, in your letters of the blame game.
Oh, I forgot about Comey.
You forgot about Comey. They're going to blame everybody for it. And they, unfortunately, it's not going to end. And you already hear of the disruption that they're planning for Election Day of Donald
Trump. Inauguration
Day,
yeah. Scotty, but you make a great point. So you're right. And let's add Comey to that list of all those things that I listed out there. That was always the play here, wasn't it? That they didn't actually think they would overturn the election. They didn't think that they would actually in some way inspire the electors to change their minds yesterday and put Hillary Clinton in. The whole turmoil that we've been through for the last several weeks, what is it, 6 weeks now, has really just been about undermining the Trump presidency. This is about the next 4 years.
Absolutely. This is to delegitimize and to say that he was not given a mandate by the people and the people don't want him.
Right.
The whole point of bringing up that he got more, you know, that Hillary Clinton got more of the popular vote. But if you look at the parts she got, I mean, hello, California.
By the way, and just stop with California. That's all it is. She won the popular vote. She won the popular vote by an incredible margin in California. You take California out of the mix, and she lost the popular vote in the rest of the country, and she lost the Electoral College, of course. So basically, everybody who's saying that the popular vote means something is saying California should pick our president every year.
Well, and that's
really all it is.
California, New York, and maybe a little bit of D.C. thrown in there. Now, that sounds very elitist to me. That does not sound like the Democrat Party that I've been told that they stand for. They stand for the little man. They try to represent everybody. They're diverse. That's not what I see when I look at the map, the voting map, how it went. When you have counties like in West Virginia that have set every person elected in office is a Democrat, yet it went 74% for Donald Trump. You know the Democrat Party needs to do basically an autopsy of themselves and start cutting.
Oh, no, but they won't. They're avoiding that like the plague. I want to talk about that in a moment, but Rob and Alexandria, I want to get you in here. Do you think the whining is finally going to stop now? Do you think that they've run their course and now they're finally going to accept the fact that Donald Trump will be president?
Absolutely not. They're never going to stop. They'll stop after Donald Trump is replaced after his second term. They're never going to quit. They don't stop.
So, and do you agree with Scotty that this is really just about undermining his presidency and his legitimacy? They never really actually thought they were going to overturn the results?
Absolutely. They're never going to go ahead and win. They don't have any argument. They've been basically beaten on every single issue that comes up. They have no chance, and it's just going to get worse. As long as Donald Trump produces for the American people and produces results like Carrier and starts having our country respected again throughout the world, We're going to dominate them. We're going to crush them even worse than we did on this election.
All right, Robin, Alexandria is fired up this morning. We want to hear from you. 888-630-9625, now that the Electoral College has voted and affirmed Donald Trump as our president-elect leading into Inauguration Day, January 20th. Do you think the left will finally stop it? Do you think the Democrats are finally going to roll over and accept these results?
Let me flip that a little bit. Let me ask you, the listener, what can Donald Trump do to make them happy? What can he actually achieve that will shut them up and say, you know what? America is getting to be great again, and actually get them on board. Is there anything Donald Trump can do? I think that's a question right now that I want a liberal to give me, a solution that Donald Trump can do to win you over, to where you say you were wrong and you are happy that Donald Trump is your president.
That is a great point. Have you asked your liberal brother-in-law or your Democrat friend who sits in the cubicle next to you at the office, what do you want from him? What can he do that will finally stop you from attacking him? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. Good question, Scotty. It is 515. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good to hear your voice again, Jamie.
Ditto for sure. And around the Beltway we go. Larry, we're off to a great start. Not too much to talk about. Beltway coming in from the west. Those arteries are in good shape. Do unfortunately have a crash. Maryland, if you're coming out of Brandywine, northbound 3015, right just north of the split. That looks like the scene of the crash. So before you get to Brandywine Road, heads up as fire and rescue are responding there. Getting into town, we did have a crash on 50 inside the Beltway near 202. That had all been confined to the shoulder, but still need you to be very careful this earlier, not expecting to see that, so we don't want that to be a second accident in on 50 at 202. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies today, high of 42 degrees. Winds are lighter now, not as nasty as it's been over the last several days. Tonight, clear skies, low 29. Tomorrow, pretty sunny. A few afternoon clouds. Tomorrow's high is 48, so those cold temperatures seem to be behind us. I seem to have missed the worst of it. That's terrible. Feel bad. Right now, 28 degrees at the nation's capital, 516 on WMAL. We're having a bit of a party here because it's official. After all of the histrionics, the Electoral College has done their constitutional duty and actually elected the man who got the most Electoral College votes on Election Day. But it wasn't all parties yesterday. Listen to this out of Wisconsin.
The votes are 10 votes, Donald J. Trump.
You stole our
Awesome. Scotty, you're laughing at this. You are getting drunk on the tears of the angry left.
It's almost as good as election night with the meltdowns of some of my colleagues in the media. No, I mean, shame. You're saying shame because people are doing what they are supposed to do. And there, you know what? There was a lot of tears last night. Sanders, right now, you had one in Minnesota. There was an electoral line that was going to vote for Sanders. Was replaced. Oh, so I mean, even Sanders didn't get to have a vote. Once again, the Democrats are screwing the Sanders supporters.
Well, and here's the best headline for you as you start to do your own little victory dance in the office when you get in today. You know, after all the celebrity videos, what was it, Martin Sheen and Loretta Swit, all imploring electoral voters to change their vote yesterday. Well, it had some effect. Electoral voters did change their votes yesterday in a historic way, in fact. For the first time in over 100 years, a candidate had 5 defecting electoral voters. The sad thing is the candidate was Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton actually lost more electoral voters yesterday than any candidate in over 100 years in the United States of America.
And Larry, what do they say about karma? Because that happened yesterday. And what's amazing about this, I've decided that that December 19th has to be the worst day of the year if your last name is Clinton.
Hold on. So you say yesterday was December 19th. Yesterday, the Electoral College meets, and Hillary, not a very good day for her.
Not at all.
But what else?
But 18 years to the day after Bill Clinton's impeachment happened yesterday.
He was impeached on December 19th.
December 19th. So, therefore, on that day, the two of them need to stay in bed with the covers over their head. Maybe not the same bed. I don't want to put that image in your head as you eat your Wheaties. But
bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts.
Kevin in Huntingtown, you're next up on WMAL. Is there anything Trump can do to stop these the whining from the left, Kevin?
I think the best thing that they could do is offer them free medication, because liberalism is a mental disorder, and that's the only way you can treat it with medication.
So Xanax and Prozac for everyone.
Exactly.
All right. Well, actually, I think they've already done that.
I think that's covered by Obamacare, so get it while you can.
Well, and let's be fair, Bush's pamphlet D. Joe in the district, you're on WMAL. What do you say, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. Trump won the election. He's picking his cabinet. He's moving the country forward. He's already saved jobs in Indiana with Carrier. And I think we're just giving the left too much attention. Ignore them. Get over it. And move forward with us, or just ignore them. Just quit giving them all the attention.
Pretend they don't exist?
Well, I wouldn't say pretend that they don't exist, because they do have a voice.
Yeah.
But the election is over. Let's move forward with what's important to America.
Well, Joe, listen, we certainly do plenty of that here as well. Although I understand your point. You know, what do you do with somebody who's just annoying and keeps saying the same thing and they don't have any effect and they don't have any influence? You ignore them. However, it's important to point out that the left controls most of the media, most of Hollywood, all of academia, basically, much of Wall Street, which is the dirty little secret that most of the big money Wall Street bankers are all liberal, or at least support whatever government program will get them more money. So to just ignore them, I think, would be folly. It's good to point them out and have a little satire at their expense.
Yeah, and I agree. You do have to. They are definitely something to laugh at. At the same time, though, that's what was proved by the American people, that they live in two separate worlds. And if you don't, if you do, and I agree kind of the color, we do need to ignore them. Let them, because they're not bringing people into their opinion. And so let them make out. Let them have their party in their own world. I promise you, it does not affect you and I day to day who are living in the real world. And as we prove this election, the power actually rests with the people.
Ken and Frederick, well, and Vladimir Putin, of course. Ken in Fredericksburg here next up on WMAL. Is the whining over now, Ken?
Absolutely not, and Merry Christmas before I say what I want
to say. Hey, same to you, Ken.
Yes, sir. The young lady there is, a little more pacifist than I want to be. We give them nothing, because they've had their voice, and they've said it over and over and over. Actually, what it is, they're kind of funny. We're kind of enjoying some of the antics that they keep playing, because it's some of the most stupidest things I've ever seen in my life. But I hope that they don't come to the inauguration with anger on their hearts, because the word is flying like wildfire that we will not be interrupted at this sacred ceremony by a bunch of radicals. In fact, I'm afraid they just might meet up with something they don't want to meet up with, and I really don't want them to do that.
Well, listen, I certainly don't think that anything like that's going to happen, as I think you're painting. No, listen, we have great police in Washington, D.C., who are equipped for this kind of thing, and there will be protests. In fact, we know already about some specific protests that are already scheduled between now and Inauguration Day, and then right around Inauguration Day. We'll give you a little bit of those details in a moment. And also continue our conversation with Scotty Nell Hughes here. Is the whining finally over? The Electoral College vote is in. Trump will be the president. Are they finally done whining about it? 888-630-WMAL. It's 522.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. We'll be making New Year's resolutions very soon. One might be to save some money. So here's my advice to help you out. Don't keep overpaying for your home security monitoring service. Get secure with Ackerman Security. They can protect your home and family with reliable, certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Plus, it's real easy to make the switch and save. Ackerman can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at that great price of $19.95 a month. Now listen to this special offer, valid for December only. Receive up to 6 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman. That's double the normal incentive, all to help you save money in the new year and get protected. Call Ackerman Security now at 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Do you have sleep apnea? Did you get a CPAP machine using insurance?
If so, brace yourself for some bad news. Your CPAP shop gets the same amount of money from your insurance no matter what CPAP they give you. That means they can sell you the most basic machine and charge you way, way too much. But get this. There's a secret your CPAP provider doesn't want you to know. You can get a brand name ResMed or Philips Respironics CPAP machine for far less than your copay and deductible. How? By calling CPAP.com at 1-800-600-8710. CPAP.com is changing the way people treat sleep apnea. No red tape, no sky-high insurance prices. We've shipped over a million orders to people who want comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at a better price than insurance. See for yourself with a special radio offer. Get a new ResMed or Philips Respironics CPAP machine at an incredibly low price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-600-8710. That's 1-800-600-8710.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'd say we're cruising, absolutely. 95 Maryland between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. If you're coming south, stay out of Ellicott City on 29 through Columbia, down through White Oak, lanes open. No troubles to report Beltway, Maryland, or Virginia. 270, however, a lot of you come out of the Frederick area early on here, and we're bogging down a bit just as you merge off the 70 and 15 to get past the Monocacy, so I'll be watching that closely for you. 95 Virginia, also a little bit of volume in Aquia, and again, a little bit of volume starting to form in the Woodbridge area. Out of the Brandywine area, northbound 5301, right at the split, that's where we have reported the crash. It's going to be before you get to Accokeek Road. Cruiser responding. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, another chilly day before we get close to 50 degrees and then above 50 by Wednesday and Thursday. Plenty of sun today. 42. Tonight, mainly clear, 29. Suburbs colder. A few clouds and sunshine tomorrow, 48. Clouds and sunshine on Thursday into the middle, 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
28 degrees at 526. I'm in a little party here celebrating the Electoral College actually defecting more from Hillary Clinton yesterday than Donald Trump. Donald Trump did have two defectors, Scotty Nell-Hughes, but it didn't put a dent in his final tally, and he is the president-elect.
Well, duh. I mean, like, they just gave us another reason. They were celebrating last night at Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump tweeted out or put on Facebook and Instagram a great picture of him and his campaign staff just looking happy as can be. I have yet to see the face Hillary Clinton made last night.
Well, she was in the woods.
Yes, marching
on another hike. But isn't it funny that they've created all of these dramas over the Electoral College? The day the Electoral College meets and votes is usually not even mentioned. It's an afterthought. It's a formality. But they made such a big deal out of it yesterday that CNN had the countdown clock and everyone was reporting live. They actually gave Trump another positive narrative.
And Michael Moore's putting out that he was willing to pay anybody's legal fees or anything
yes.
that they if they were fined the $1,000 if they went against people. Here's the debate I had yesterday, Larry. Aren't those electors representative of the state? They're not the elitists. They were picked to represent. It's not called the House of Vote Your Conscience. Well, it's House of Representatives. They were representatives. So come on now.
But there's still going to be protests, right? So between now and Inauguration Day or around Inauguration Day, I know that you've been following this one.
I have. This one's funny. I'm sorry, unless you're going to do it in stilettos. Saturday, January 21st, the Women's March on Washington. For those people who defend women, even men are invited.
You want them to wear stilettos?
I think they should wear stilettos. I mean, if you're going to do women and push-up bras and fake eyelashes, my kind of march
be a lot
on Washington.
Doc Martens and Birkenstocks, I think. By the way, the week later, January 27th, there will be the 44th annual March for Life on Washington, protesting Roe v. Wade. Let's see if the media covers the March for Life the same way they cover the Women's March Against Trump. It's 528 on WMAL.
Guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footie by Pajamagram. Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footie combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footie styles at Pajamagram.com, including the exclusive Mink Chocolate Hoodie Footie. Each Hoodie Footie has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footie and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and save $60. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Coming up on WMAL, Scotty Nell Hughes, you're going to have to answer this question. Does pregnancy change a woman's brain? There's a new study out that says, yeah, I mean, not just psychologically, like physiologically, like chemically, your brain is different for years after pregnancy.
And how many millions of dollars of taxpayer dollars did we spend on something I could, most men and women could answer in 5 seconds?
We'll talk about that coming up next on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. German officials are ordering flags at federal buildings to be flown at half-staff today in the wake of yesterday's truck attack in Berlin. At least 12 people were killed, 48 injured.
Police here in Berlin tell us that they have forensic workers who are still at the scene of where this truck plowed through that very crowded Christmas market, of course, at work throughout the entire night. They also say that they have one man in custody, but they don't know that man's nationality yet, and they can't be 100% certain whether that man was the one who was sitting at the wheel of that truck as it plowed through this very crowded Christmas market on Monday.
Correspondent Frederick Pleitgen. Turkish police have detained a man who fired shots in front of the U.S. Embassy in Ankara. Nobody was hurt in that incident, but it occurred just hours after a Turkish policeman shot and killed the Russian ambassador to Turkey.
What Putin says and what Erdogan, the Turkish president, has said as well, is that this attack was clearly intended to derail the process of normalization of that relationship, and both leaders have said that they're not going to let that happen.
Correspondent Matthew Chance. Redskins coach Jay Gruden admits the Skins were outcoached last night, taking an embarrassing home loss to the Carolina Panthers.
It wasn't good enough offensively. The plan obviously wasn't good enough. The execution wasn't good enough. Hats off to Carolina. They did a great job defensively.
It's a huge blow to the Redskins' playoff hopes with two games left in the regular season. Next Saturday, the Skins are in Chicago to take on the Bears. D.C. lawmakers are expected to vote today on the bill that will provide up to 8 weeks of paid leave for employees after the birth or adoption of a child. If passed, it would be one of the nation's most generous paid family leave programs. However, two council members are proposing dramatic last-minute revisions to the bill to guarantee the same amount of paid time off, but change how it would be paid for. Were you among the dozens of people involved in that horrible crash on I-95 in Baltimore last Saturday? If you were, the Maryland Transportation Authority needs to talk to you.
There's a number of unclaimed vehicles. The MDTA police request any operators, passengers, involved persons, or witnesses in the major crash on Interstate I-95 near Caton Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland, to contact the Tunnel Command Detachment Duty Officer. So we need to pair up the operators and passengers with the vehicles that were involved.
At this date, there are still around 60 cars unclaimed sitting in different impound lots. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,883. The NASDAQ at 54.57. Sports, the Redskins take the Monday Night Football loss, falling to Carolina. NBA, the Pacers end the Wizards' three-game winning streak. College basketball, American wins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And, well, it's time. Time for me to get on a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be one of my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them. I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss doesn't care about how much you weigh. It's about your body composition, getting you to your ideal weight and then keeping you there. EMP is not a workout program. It's a structured nutritional program. Because nutrition is the key. What you put in your mouth determines it all. And most of us have had bad habits that over time are hurting us. I'm starting my New Year's change right now. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Turn it over to the professionals. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 and schedule your consultation today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, weightlifters, you know what vascularity is? If not, don't bother listening to this incredible offer. Because Volcano from Force Factor is only for lifters who are serious about achieving shirt-ripping vascularity, where maximum muscle meets minimum body fat to make your veins explode. If you're ready to build legendary muscle and experience an unreal pump in the gym, we're going to give you a complimentary bottle of Volcano. Get yours before it's too late by texting PUMP to 321-321. Volcano is the professional-grade pre-workout nitric oxide-boosting supplement GNC struggles to keep in stock. World-class bodybuilders call it the secret to ultimate vascularity because Volcano delivers energy, power, intensity, and endurance to give you better drive and performance and faster recovery. Plus, a serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. If you're ready to build serious muscle with roadmap vascularity, get your complimentary bottle of Volcano by texting PUMP to 321-321. Hurry, that's P-U-M-P to 321-321.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax Police, for now, they're directing you around a water main break. So we'll see what happens here as more develops at the scene of Main Street at Roberts Road. So if you're coming inbound, this is going to be Main Street 236 after Old Lee Highway at Roberts Road. Again, you're under police direction. They're dealing with this water main break. No problems to report if you're on 66. Lanes reported open here. Looks good out of Gainesville and up through to the Capitol Beltway. Greenway, Toll Road, quiet. Maryland, northbound 5301 right at the split. Had the crash over to the shoulder, so it looks like everything's to the left shoulder. Flashing lights, a little bit of the distraction there. And for 270 commuters, here we come. Early volume out of Frederick down toward the Monocacy and Urbana, but nothing reported currently in the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather coming back after a chilly day yesterday. We do a little better today. Mostly sunny, 42. Tonight down into the upper 20s. Suburbs will be a little colder. Might be some teens popping up well west and north. Wednesday, sunshine. Some afternoon high cloud, 48. And even milder on Thursday with clouds and sun will push the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 18 in Herndon, 18 in Damascus, 27 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
It's 5:37. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up this morning, 6:35. Cliff May on the terror attack in Turkey yesterday, the assassination of the Russian ambassador on live television. 7:05, Joe DeGeneva, our legal analyst, will join us. 7:35, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, on the investigation into another terror attack yesterday in Germany. That one, a horrible attack on a Christmas market. 8:05, Trevor Maddich on the Redskins' horrible night last night on Monday Night Football. And 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor, in for Brian Wilson, who's on vacation. It's Scotty Bell Hughes. It's always good to see your beautiful, shiny, happy face.
You'd make a 50.
There's nothing more beautiful than the love of a man and a woman in wedded bliss, joining souls to create a new life.
Is that what you told your kids happened?
Kind of.
Is that how the story went along? Because mine still believe in the stork and God sends a baby down.
I can tell you that Barry White was not playing when I explained to my children how they were brought into this world originally. No, that's true. But. Let's face it. There's chemistry involved in creating a life when a new baby is created and born. Right? You know this. You are a mother. You are a mother of two. Are you not?
I am, and I'm thinking of the chemistry that usually explodes a chemical lab at a high school chemistry lab, because that's basically what it does, I think, to a woman's body. And now there's scientific proof.
That's right. There's a brand new study that shows that women's God knows women are different when they get pregnant and have babies and
become
mothers.
That was very sexist of you to say.
But it is true. It is. true that I think any man who has had a woman in his life before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and after pregnancy would say, wow, that's not necessarily the same woman. But I always thought it was psychological. As soon as you, because I know I was different when I became a parent. I became a different man. Your values are different. Your priorities are different. It affects you when you hold a life that you are now responsible for in your hands, that fragile, innocent, little defenseless life that you're now responsible for. That affects you. It changes you. But according to this study, it changes women in an actual physiological, scientific way. Their brains are different. They create different charges. They do different things, their brains do, after they've been pregnant for up to 2 years or more, according to this new study out of the Netherlands. Is that your case? Have you noticed that in your life? Ladies, do you feel like you were physically different, if your brain actually was altered by pregnancy? Please share your story with us. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Scotty, I think you're the only person in this room who can specifically, definitively speak to this.
As the female answer, of course. As the dad. That's a typical man response. Oh, I changed when I look at... Okay, let me tell you about changes. There was a watermelon in me that was not in there anymore. That's called a change. Yeah, no, and
it doesn't change your brain. Yes, I understand.
Oh, absolutely.
Your body.
No, I think absolutely that the hormones that go through your body and the actual... But I have to tell you, you don't sleep until, I think, 18 years after they're born. And the fact that it's only 2 years, I have to say it's a permanent change. You can look at women that have... You can tell physically... And I think even by blood work and chemistry, that for the rest of their life, you can tell women that have had a baby before and have not. I don't know how scientific that is, but you have there is more than a change. And what I think is interesting about this study is that under the duh file that I'm going to put this in, that I think this goes to the justification of, you know, what is this going to do when we talk about postpartum depression? Uh-huh. Let's talk about women in the workplace that have had children, because I think the chemistry does change, because now you were multitaskers before. Now you really are multitaskers, and you also have that maternal intuition that all of a sudden gets to be born with you, where that mama bear will come out if anybody comes after your club.
And you think that that's actually a chemical, physical thing, not just a psychological shift.
And as a woman who have had children that are older now, I'm getting close to a decade with my first one. Yes, your hormones are imbalanced now.
And of course
that'd be different from a typical, and I'll go on at my age, I'm 36, from a woman who's had a baby at 36 and a woman who has not had a baby at 36. I need help with hormones at this stage.
So let me, I find this fascinating. I really do, in terms of the actual science behind your brain being altered by having a child. And of course I believe in God, and I believe that God created us in such a way that we are meant to accommodate whatever the world hands us. So obviously, if your brain changes as a woman after you've had a baby, it's because God has willed it so, and God has created you in such a way that your brain will change. Why? How are you different? Is this a better change? Does it help you become a mother? Or does it help you be a better mother because of these changes, because of those hormones, because of whatever's happening?
I think there's moments my kids would say, no, it doesn't help the situation at all. In fact, I think they were the ones packing my bags for me to come to D.C. for this week. It's exam time.
Mommy, can't there be another election?
Isn't it time to go? Isn't it time for you to get on the road? You're making us eat healthy and clean our rooms, God forbid. No, it does, because once again, you have to care for someone that is not up to standards and does not know enough to protect themselves and make decisions to keep themselves safe. Mm-hmm. So yes, that is why I think that change happens in the brain, because all of a sudden you're not allowed to just think about yourself. You do have another life, which is why I wonder, how does that affect women that don't have a day-to-day responsibility of taking care of that child they birthed?
Well, it's a great point. You talked about how this affects how we treat postpartum issues and women in the workplace, and obviously we're all in favor of listen, if a woman can do the job the same way a man can do the job, that's great. I mean, we need, whoever can do the job best is the person that I want doing whatever job is in front of them. But if a woman who has had a baby is going to be reacting differently, acting differently, and behaving differently solely because she's had a baby versus a woman who hasn't had a baby, as an employer, what position does that put you in? I see you eyeing me here, Scotty, because you recognize the conclusion that can be reached here.
Absolutely.
That women who have had babies will be treated differently.
And I think this opens up Pandora's box. The truth is, this is not a new issue. Women having babies has happened since Eve. So I think this is something, that there's a change, but I don't think it's enough that would affect a workplace. However, with the snowflake generation that we have today, who knows what they're going to introduce? And are women in the future going to be a little bit more sensitive and demand more than women in the past that have just shaken up, thank you, glass ceiling that was broken? Now do we actually have to coddle women in the future because they had a baby?
Well, you could make the argument that a woman who has had a baby and therefore her brain is now affected by it, and you believe permanently, according to the study, at least for 2 years, that person actually has some advantages over the women whose brain has not been altered by pregnancy. In fact, according to the study, the affected brain areas overlapped with circuitry that involved figuring out what another person is thinking and feeling. Now that could be a great asset on the job, to have somebody who has some sort of intuition or intuitive sense of figuring out what other people are going through.
Because every boss loves to have a workplace where emotions dominate and people are just feeling.
Well, no, having an empathetic person on a team deals with negotiations, it deals with getting things done, working with a team in the office, that can be a good thing.
Feelings are good and results are better.
This study is fascinating. In fact, a computer program was able to tell which women had gotten pregnant just by looking at the results of MRI scans and no other data. So, women, your brains are different after you have a kid, and thank God for it. It's 5:44.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Using appropriate government-to-government channels, the Defense Department has called upon China to immediately return an unmanned underwater vehicle that it unlawfully seized yesterday in the South China Sea. The incident occurred in international waters about 50 nautical miles northwest of Subic Bay Naval Air Station in the Philippines. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It's 5:45, now WMAL traffic and weather, every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Well, good to note, as you're coming out of Brandywine, the crash has been cleared to the shoulder, but I always like to mention that, especially if you're coming on up on that a little bit more at speed, you don't want to have a second crash. This is going to be northbound on 301 right at the split for 5. So keep alert. That activity looks like mostly on that left shoulder with the flashing lights. Once you get up toward the Beltway, let's take that trip to the Wilson Bridge. Great time to get going. No delays to the Wilson Bridge or the American Legion Bridge either direction. On 66, just a brief delay in the Manassas area. Fairfax police dealing with, on a cold morning, a water main break. On 236 Main Street at Roberts Road, if coming inbound, that's going to be after Old Lee Highway. Right now, they're trying to figure out which lane or lanes to let everyone get through. So, patience as you just head through there on Main Street. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, another chilly day before we get close to 50 degrees and then above 50 by Wednesday and Thursday. Plenty of sun today, 42. Tonight, mainly clear, 29. Suburbs colder. A few clouds and sunshine tomorrow, 48. Clouds and sunshine on Thursday into the middle 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by American Red Cross.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Wait, what? No. Critter News is a Wilson thing. Brian Wilson does Critter News. This is not... No. All right, it's time for Critter News.
It's going to resist, could you?
Well, that's
the ghost of Wilson.
Got to do what we're told. Scotty.
I love the story.
You know, you kind of are the female Brian Wilson in my life.
Is that a compliment?
Sure.
Okay, I'll take that.
I think you should take the lead on this critter news.
Thank you.
I'm guessing you like critters as much as Wilson does.
I do. I absolutely do. But this has to go in just the absurd file. Right. Because imagine this. You're getting ready to go for Christmas, and you go to your local Whole Foods. You've got your $500 ready to spend on your little basket of food,
because
that's what it takes.
Right.
And you walk in, and there's a funeral going on
there. Oh, my gosh.
It's a funeral.
Who would do a funeral in a Whole Foods? That's just someone died?
Who died? Well, if you are a member of the group, and I'm trying to get this group, they're actually staging funerals and die-ins at Whole Foods everywhere.
What?
For the turkeys in the frozen food section.
Oh, it's an animal rights thing.
I kid you not. They're holding full-out funerals. Direct Action Everywhere on Friday posted a video encouraging others in the country to go to their Whole Foods, go to their grocery stores, bring in black coffins, lay out black tarps, and bring the turkeys and pray and lay flowers on them and stage full funerals for the turkeys and then march around the grocery store. These are happening in, it's my favorite, San Francisco. They actually held a die-in and pretended to be dead while holding photos of turkeys in one hand and the frozen turkey in the other.
Listen to this. This is real. They're actually doing funerals for the turkeys at Whole Foods. This is the music from the video where they...
Dearly beloved, we are gathered today for the gobbler that was no more.
Do they bring turkeys in to do a eulogy?
No.
I knew this turkey. This was a good turkey.
It was a good turkey. He served us well. No, that would be insulting. They actually lay these turkeys in. My question is, do they pay for the turkeys at least? Because I don't want to go in and have a turkey that's already had a funeral. And
yeah, that's pretty sick.
That's kind of sick, actually.
We do a funeral for a turkey whenever we have a holiday celebration. Well, I mean, the turkey apparently wanted to be cremated because we put the turkey in the oven for quite some time. And by the way, if you think that this is, they're staging this funeral protest and it's a solemn affair and it's just a silent protest as you walk by in the foods section there and you see the frozen turkeys and they're just standing there. Oh, no. They do what all of these quote unquote direct action protesters do. They scream at you.
We are here today.
Would this put a cramp in your holiday food shopping schedule there, Scotty? If this...
I'd actually walk right up and grab one and say, thank you. You want to carry it out to my car for me? It's going to look awesome with some cranberry sauce.
I was mentioned in the turkey's will.
Ooh.
He wanted to be on my plate. Hand him over. Thanks,
Tom. Whatever turkey wants.
Time now to check in with Rush Limbaugh.
The North Carolina governor's race was tight, but when the dust cleared, Republican incumbent Pat McCrory was defeated by Democrat Roy Cooper. So Republicans who control the state legislature went into emergency session. They wrote legislation to limit the amount of power the incoming governor would have. The law would cut the number of appointments a governor can make by 80%. Cabinet members he appoints would have to be confirmed by the Republican state Senate. Authority for the state board of education will be transferred from the incoming governor to an elected superintendent who happens to be a Republican. Democrats and Republicans would share power over the state board of elections. During odd years, when there are no elections, a Democrat would chair the board. During the election years, a Republican would chair it. Well, liberals in North Carolina and beyond are spitting mad. They are outraged. Angry protesters were arrested for disrupting the emergency session, and the protests continue. They're claiming they're being disenfranchised. The incoming Democrat governor threatening lawsuits. The drive-by media calling it a coup. They conveniently omit the fact that when a Republican was elected lieutenant governor in the 1980s, North Carolina Democrats in charge stripped his powers. It's not a coup, and the voters aren't being disenfranchised. It's politics. And this is what it looks like when Republicans have a spine. That's all this is. And we'll see if it actually holds up.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/connect. That's ZipRecruiter.com/connect.
Hi, I'm Larry Wysoon, life member of the Dallas Safari Club. Please join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center for DSC's annual Greatest Hunter Convention on the Planet, where you'll see over 1,800 exhibits of the finest guides, outfitters, wildlife artists, gun makers, and purveyor of quality gear and merchandise for the serious outdoorsman. There will be exciting seminars by the best in the business and evening banquets with fantastic auctions. Join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center. Go to biggame.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-400-4413. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-4413. Again, that's 1-800-400-4413.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-3166. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Jamie Witten's getting it done in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. People finally home from Monday Night Football last night, Jamie?
No, they're still getting home. I'm kidding. Yes, finally after that game. Oh, man, everyone's sleeping in around the Beltway. We're still in great shape. In fact, even the top side, not seeing much of any backups there. So really off to a good start. 270, yes, a little bit of volume as you head through Urbana and down to 109. Virginia dealing with a water main break on Main Street, 236 at Roberts Road. So if you're coming inbound, that's going to put it just after Old Lee Highway. Crews are out there. You're going to see flashing lights and police to direct you through the one lane that they have open again on Main Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Tuesday now as we continue to crank on through this week leading up to Christmas. Lots of sunshine around, maybe a few clouds east this morning. 42 overnight tonight will fall back into the upper 20s suburbs. Probably a little colder with a clear sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
28 degrees right now, 5:56.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. A partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Do you have sleep apnea? Did you get a CPAP machine using insurance? If so, brace yourself for some bad news. Your CPAP shop gets the same amount of money from your insurance no matter what CPAP they give you. That means they can sell you the most basic machine and charge you way, way too much. But get this. There's a secret your CPAP provider doesn't want you to know. You can get a brand name ResMed or Philips Respironics CPAP machine for far less than your copay and deductible. How? By calling CPAP.com at 1-800-600-8710. CPAP.com is changing the way people treat sleep apnea. No red tape, no sky-high insurance prices. We've shipped over a million orders to people who want comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at a better price than insurance. See for yourself with a special radio offer. Get a new ResMed or Philips Respironics CPAP machine at an incredibly low price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-600-8710. That's 1-800-600-8710.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts January 9th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Coming up on WMAL, Webster's out with the word of the year. We think they're wrong. We've got our suggestions. We'll tell you about it. Plus, Cliff May will join us about that terror attack in Turkey yesterday. Oh, it's Scotty No Heels. Look at you. You're going to be here next hour, aren't you?
I'm not leaving.
Well, there's reason right there. Keep it right here on WMAL all morning long. It's 6 a.m. in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.